Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Feet to the Fire. This is Tuesday morning. I'm your host, Sergio Fassa. And, you know, before I continue with some items in the news and some commentary, I do want to mention again and remind you, what is the point of what we're doing here? This isn't just intended to be an angry news reporting service. I really do have goals, and I could probably think of more, but among them are these three key goals, and I want to remind you listeners out there of what those goals are. Number one, I do want to expose the left and the evil being perpetrated through the left in this country and in the world. It is an antichrist movement, and I think a lot of Christians and conservatives just aren't aware. They're not aware of people like Stacey Abrams that we're going to talk about, who's saying that a fetal heartbeat is an invention by men using an ultrasound machine to control women. This is crazy stuff. We got to know how evil they are and what their scheming is. We need to be shrewd as Christians. The second thing is that I want to help develop a Christian worldview for Christians, because I think that is a struggle in the church, in the broader conservative movement. I don't know that Christians are always thinking with a rightly informed biblical worldview. What I mean by that is their fundamental theology may be right, but they don't know how to apply it and bring it to bear on cultural issues and to think Christianly, to think in a conservative way about issues. So you'll have Christians that are, you know, well-meaning, faithful, saved, born-again believers, even conservatives that are well-meaning, but they don't realize that that's not consistent with socialism, critical race theory, and the social justice movement. So we need to develop a Christian worldview. That's one of the points here. In keeping with that, one of the things I like to do is to get into history, American history, world history, things about which many Christians may not be aware. I also like to get into political philosophy, constitutional law, explaining what our system of government is, what our founding documents like the Constitution and Declaration say and guarantee, because these aspects of our culture and of our civil society were informed by Christianity and have Christian implications. Okay, and the third thing would be to help Christians realize that they have to engage the culture. We have to be active. This is not just political and cultural. This is a spiritual battle in our time and day. And we are being assaulted by the left. It's a spiritual attack. And we need to realize that our Christianity should cause us to engage in these culture conflicts. Not, I don't mean in an aggressive way. I mean in terms of taking a stand, being active, articulating our faith, standing for freedom and life and liberty and the rule of law and all of these fundamental Christian convictions that we develop in the Christian worldview. We need to bring that to bear in society. And that's why I'm often talking about MAGA. My wife said to me, she's like, should you keep talking about MAGA all the time? Or overdoing the MAGA, the Trump thing? No, it's not an obsession, I've always said, with Trump or with MAGA. MAGA just represents the same movement of patriots that we've been seeing generation after generation in this country trying to take a stand for the rule of law and liberty, freedom, constitutional liberty. We called it the Reagan Revolution in the 80s. We called it the Tea Party Revolution in 2010 when it stood against Obama's socialism. And now it's taking on the form of the MAGA Republicans. Whatever you want to call it, it's the freedom fighters. It's the conservative base. And that's why I'm always defending MAGA, not because I'm obsessed with MAGA, won't let go of MAGA, but because This is the nomenclature currently in our political time for those people who are standing up for the rule of law and the type of worldview that is an outgrowth of Christian philosophy. Okay, that's what we're doing. Just a quick reminder. Let's hit this. Stacey Abrams said, this is from the Daily Signal, which is the news reporting arm of the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. Stacey Abrams, by the way, as I said yesterday, was the failed gubernatorial candidate Democrat in Georgia in 2018, who, when she lost, like, oh, wait, look, every Democrat always does, says that the Republican cheated and stole the election. It's evading me right now, the name of the Republican governor in Georgia. He's famous. I can't remember. Whoever. But she said he cheated, just like they did in 2016 when Trump won. And the reality is, the funny thing is, the Republicans didn't cheat in those elections. These assertions were ridiculous. The Russia hoax was ridiculous. It went on for 5, 6, 7 years, still going on. But the Democrats did cheat in 2020. That can be proven over and over again and shown in so many different ways. And yet they deny that and say that we are insurrectionists and extremists when we say the 2020 election was stolen. But here is crazy Stacey, left-wing kook, Stacey Abrams from the Daily Wire. The Democratic candidate for governor of Georgia denied that unborn children have a heartbeat at 6 weeks and that the ultrasound is part of a grand conspiracy to give men control over women's bodies. Statements that run contrary to well-established facts and medical standards of fetal development. Abrams hoped to establish that legislation protecting children from abortion after doctors can detect a fetal heartbeat is based on bad science. At a campaign event at Ray Charles Performing Arts Center in Atlanta on Wednesday, Abrams said, "There is no such thing as a heartbeat at 6 weeks." What is she talking about? The article goes on to say later, I'm not going to read it, but the tissue in the heart, that is the beginning of the heart, by 6 weeks, doctors everywhere know it's pumping blood, consistently, regularly pumping blood through the circulatory system of a fetus. So she's absolutely making no sense. But she continues, "It is a manufactured sound designed to convince people that men have the right to take control of a woman's body." So in her deranged kookiness, she's saying that men invented the sound of a fetal heartbeat using the ultrasound machine to trick women and oppress them. Ultrasounds are just the result of the patriarchy. This is insane. But it's really not. I always use that word insane. But it's intentional. And here's why. These people like Stacey Abrams are committed to the liberal left agenda, to Marxism, socialism, and anti-Christian morality. They are committed to global government. They are committed to the destruction of traditional values and morality. And so they are liberals first. And the funny thing about Stacey Abrams, she's black and always constantly plays the race card. That's why the governor stole the election in Georgia, because he suppressed the minority votes, and we need federal election bill to reform elections. We need to not disenfranchise minority voters. That's all the Republicans do. Blah, 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 on and on and on, with playing the race card and saying that it's white supremacy that defines the Republican Party, the MAGA extremists, and they cheat and suppress the vote of blacks constantly. But here's the thing. She's betraying who she is right here. She's showing her cards. She's not an advocate for blacks or being black. You almost want to say she's not truly black, but that's silly, because black is only skin deep, and, you know, that's politically incorrect because she is black. But what I'm saying is, in terms of advocating for what's important to black people, she doesn't at all. She advocates for what's important to liberalism, which is, first and foremost, destroy Christian morality, and it's defined by feminism and Marxism. So there's her commitments, not to her black identity. Her commitment is to her liberal Marxist identity. Her commitment is to her socialist identity and her liberal agenda to expand government, consolidate power, and crush freedom and traditional morality, Christian morality. Her commitment is to attacking the patriarchy. Her commitment is to her feminist identity. And I can prove this by the fact that she's so pro-abortion. You've heard this often cited statistic that at least in 2018, I think was the year, there were more black babies aborted in New York City than were born. Meaning they're literally massacring through infanticide, because that's what abortion is. They're murdering black babies at such a high rate that less are being born than are being killed. And they often hear that statement, the most dangerous place for a black baby is in the womb, because the abortion statistics are so high. So when abortion targets minority babies to kill them, because they're the minority babies are the number one recipients of abortion, that population cohort demographically. When that's happening and you stand up and say, they have no fetal heartbeat, I'm in favor of abortion on demand at any point from the very beginning until 9 weeks, till the baby's born on the table, like the governor of Virginia, the Democrat, prior Democrat, who said you can kill them after they're born. Obama stands up and says, God bless Planned Parenthood, when he's the first black president, and you know that abortion targets black babies, then what you're doing is you are putting your liberalism and your liberal commitments absolutely ahead of your racial identity, and you are using your racial identity merely as a pretense to advance your wicked liberal cause. That's what's going on with these leftists. By the way, where did she get this? Critics immediately, this is from Daily Wire, mocked her assertion that an ultrasound is part of a vast patriarchal conspiracy to brainwash women. They call her a circulation denier. The president of SBA Pro-Life America, Marjorie Dannenfelser, said Abrams is denying science, showing how far pro-abortion Democrats will go to strip the unborn of humanity and promote abortion on demand for any reason at any point in pregnancy up until birth. Abrams, who is not a scientist, is virtually quoting an argument made by abortionists and advanced by the abortion industry that denies the science of embryological development. So where did she get this talking point from here? These leading abortion doctors or scientists, so-called. Abortionist Nisha Verma told NPR that the fetal heartbeat is, quote, actually electrical activity, and the sound that you, quote, hear is actually manufactured by the ultrasound machine. So you don't really hear it. It's made up by the machine. Jennifer Kearns, also an abortionist, agreed that, quote, the term fetal heartbeat, in quotes, is pretty misleading because the heart's motions really just amount to some electrical activity, and in no way is the ultrasound detecting a functional cardiovascular system or a functional heart. Fact checker Glenn Kessler tweeted the NPR article in Abrams' defense claiming this, quote, fetal heartbeat is a misnomer. The ultrasound picks up electrical activity generated by an embryo. The so-called, quote, heartbeat sound you hear is created by the ultrasound. So there you go. There you go. Men, this is what they're telling. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, quoting from Wizard of Oz. What you see, you don't see. What you hear, you don't hear. It's not a fetal heartbeat. It's the machine making it up. My favorite part of the article is at the very end where they say, did a scientist invent this sound as a vast conspiracy to convince women that men should control their bodies? There's no evidence that Edward H. Hahn, who invented fetal heart rate monitoring in 1958, intended his device to convince anyone that men should, quote, take control of a woman's body. Nor did Abrams produce any evidence to that effect, like her claims that Republican Brian Kemp stole the 2018 Georgia election. So these leftists just say whatever they want, and meanwhile, it's an absurdity to suggest that this poor doctor in 58 invented this awesome scientific achievement to oppress women. Let justice roll down like waters, American righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Leftists are not who they say they are. They use every pretense possible to cover up their fundamental agenda. And that is this, to advance liberalism at all costs. Stacey Abrams would rather deny the reality of a heartbeat so that they can kill more babies, including black babies, and advance the liberal cause than take a stand for actually what is right and face the real science. It's a baby, folks. See you next time.